I'm delighted to give Steve the chance. I think he's done an incredible job over the last few weeks in some very difficult circumstances for the club. And probably if I hadn't been so involved in the legal case I've been just finishing in the High Court, then we would have made this appointment 2 or 3 weeks earlier. But never too late, and I'm just delighted now to confirm it and let Steve get on with doing a very good job and continue to do the good job he's been doing.
And Steve, what were your feelings on being appointed as permanent Jules manager?
Well, delighted. You know, I know that the chairman's gone through a lot of work the last 2 or 3 weeks, so it was just a matter of getting the job done as the best that I could, and hopefully getting the result which the chairman has given me. So I'm delighted, and to still be working with the boys gives me an opportunity now to keep it going till the end of the season and beyond, hopefully. But you know, Saturday is the most important thing now, and we'll look forward to the Walsall game.
Paul, we've always talked about, well, everyone talks about football being a results business, and Steve seemed to have come up trumps in that respect in recent
years.
Yeah,
he has, and I mean, to be fair, back in the Gang of Four days before Justin was appointed, you know, Steve was part of the Gang of Four doing a very good job. And, you know, I look back now and ask myself why I didn't just let the Gang of Four carry on. And I don't know the answer to that, to be honest. I mean, Steve's reminded me that he suggested that was the way we should go. I don't remember that, but I don't disbelieve him. But I don't know why I didn't. And I know sometimes there's a tendency to not promote from within and not to look at what's under your nose. And I've been pleasantly surprised, in fact delighted, with the way that Steve's come in with Pato, and Coxie's been assisting as well. And the three boys have got the team working well. The team seem to be very happy. There's a lot of respect going on. And there's a real different change around the dressing room, and very positive change. And that hasn't gone unnoticed. And
any targets for Steve? I mean, is it just about avoiding the bottom four, or are you
playoffs.
Asking more?
No, playoffs. No, I mean, listen, it's been a difficult start. We all know that. And we've got the quality in the dressing room. We've got the quality in the team, in the backup. The players themselves are great lads. There's not a bad apple in the camp. I just think they wanted to go out and express themselves in a different way, and I think Steve's allowed them to do that, and they will be happier, we're happier, Steve's happier, so it bodes for a happy future and a happy season ahead.
For you, Steve, it's your first full management job in the Football League, isn't it? I mean, it's been a long time coming, I suppose you might say.
Yes, it has been a long time coming. A third time lucky, I think. Years ago when I was playing, I went for it, the player manager job back before Glenn Roeder came, just missed out in the last interview. And then, as the chairman just said, the Gang of Four, so this is the third time, so it's third time lucky for me. And I'm delighted to be given the opportunity, and just want to continue the hard work that the players have put in and make sure that they keep it going, and make sure that we get up that league. You know, that's the most important thing. We've got a lot of games coming up now in December, and with the FA Cup, it'd be great to have a good run in that as well. So I say it's exciting times ahead, I think, and I'm really excited by it. And it'll be a challenge, but a challenge, and I'm relishing, and the players are, and you know, just looking forward to it.